the best and worst times to post on the world's biggest social networks. Here's something you should already know. Social media marketing is an absolute must. Why? Where do you want us to start? Brand awareness, traffic generation, SEO, prospect conversations, brand authority, social proof, target market insights, cost effectiveness. We could go on all day, baby, but you're here for a reason, so let's get down to it. Einstein's guide to the best social media posting times has been refined from our very own experience of tons of research from social media leaders and the general use of each network. Don't worry, we'll explain more as we go on. Let's do this. LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a social network designed for the business community. With that in mind, what do you think the most useful times to post are? Well, the business community is at work or when they're at home. Yep, you guessed it. We're all a bunch of slackers. The best time to post is weekdays between 8 and 6 p.m. But wait, we can narrow those numbers further. LinkedIn sees most use during the middle of the week, Tuesdays to Thursdays, probably because workers have loads to think about on a Monday and are already planning their weekends on other networks on a Friday. But we don't spend all day staring at our LinkedIn profiles. In fact, we are most engaged with this platform at three different points of the day. 1. 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. 2. 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. 3. 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. So, those are the best times, but when's the worst? LinkedIn users don't tend to use the site at night, so steer clear of any late posts. In fact, don't even bother between 10 and 6. Twitter. Newstweet. The optimum times to post on Twitter are largely dependent on your target audience, but that doesn't mean Einstein can't give you some solid guidelines to work from. Let's start with a few facts. Timing is everything on Twitter. Their feed orders posts by time and date. This means you can tweet the most amazing, valuable content, but no one will see it if it isn't published at the right time. We also know that tweeters use this service as an RSS feed of reading content during their breaks or downtime. For that reason, Twitter's best posting times are quite similar to LinkedIn. People use mobile to check their profiles while commuting, taking breaks at work, and towards the end of their working day when their attention is wandering. We've also found that Twitter's usage spikes during midweek. Einstein recommends Tuesdays to Thursdays between the hours of 12 and 2, 5 and 6. The worst times to post are overnight between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. By the way, the result won't be the same for all networks. LinkedIn and Twitter are just very similar. Instagram. Insta is one of the fastest growing social networks out there and has a really varied user demographic. It's so diverse that there really isn't a time when Instagram is quiet. Yes, that means the middle of the night too. Out of all the networks, it's the most consistent for impressions, likes, and comments throughout the day. But Einstein suggests posting out of working hours because users have more time to enjoy the network. We'd suggest posting midweek evenings, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., go heavier at the start of the week too, because more users are sharing their own photos from the weekend. The worst possible time to post on Instagram is between 3 and 4 p.m. when there is a slight dip in activity. Facebook. Last, but by no means least, we've got the giant of all social networks. Similarly to Twitter, the success of your Facebook posts is very much audience dependent. Because the network has so many users, in so many different countries, almost any time is a good time. But Facebook is the only network, of the four that we've covered anyway, whose user activity increases during the weekends. That being said, don't rush off to publish all your content during the weekend in evenings, after 8 p.m. Einstein recommends posting early-ish, 10 a.m. to 12 a.m. on a Saturday and throughout the rest of the week, especially the end of the week, Thursdays and Fridays, during working hours. If you'd like to learn more about your audience's activity, Facebook Analytics should hold the answers. You can also use information to discover when the worst times to post on Facebook are for your audience. Einstein really can't tell you without understanding your target market first. Social media posting times. It's all well and good knowing the most popular usage times of the world's biggest social networks, but it means nothing if you don't understand your audience. If you really want to optimize your social reach, create a customer avatar, put yourself in your target market's shoes, and correlate the results with Einstein's in this post. And most importantly, post quality. Nurturing a qualified and engaged audience is impossible if you're pushing out any old rubbish. Spend time thinking about their needs before yours, and you'll grow like crazy. Did you enjoy this blog? What do you think the best time to post on social media are? Leave a comment below or send us a message on Facebook, and we'll reply as soon as our social media manager has stopped banging on about May 28th. You've been listening to Einstein Marketer. We hope you enjoyed the content. Please add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn.